Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzz with you today, talking about the National Beef Quality Audit with Jason Ahola. Back with Jason after this.
When long-haul, high-risk cattle arrive, for many it's a march toward bovine respiratory disease. Bacteria are taking hold. The infection is starting. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD control. It's time for new prescription Zactran. In field trials, Zactran controlled BRD in most high-risk cattle for the 10-day study. Now your new arrivals can breathe easier, and so can you. Stop worrying about whether they're going to break. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for 10-day BRD control and treatment. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Beef Magazine or call 888-MARY-01 for full prescribing information.
One of the authors of the just completed National Beef Quality Audit for 2012 is Dr. Jason Ahola, who is a professor at Colorado State University. He says that this particular audit, a little different than previous audits over the last couple of decades, as they've included producers for the first time in the surveys that were taken.
Yeah, we really tried to involve producers in this audit since we hadn't done much of that in previous audits in the last 20 years. It's mostly been a packing plant-oriented audit. So this year, we tried to involve producers. The challenge is we would like to be able to document improvements that producers have made in that time, but this is the first time we measured that. So we can only speculate about what are producers doing today and how maybe that's influenced the improvements we've seen and the other data, you know, the bruises and injection site lesions and those kind of things. So it was a great start of trying to measure producer behaviors and how that influences quality, but we still do have future audits to go to try to really track what producers are doing differently.
And Jason Ahola says it appears that cattle producers involved with the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA, are doing a better job of taking care of their cattle and producing quality beef.
Yeah, you know, the Beef Quality Assurance Program's been around since the 1980s, but we've never done a great job of documenting how involved people are and how much influence it's had on changing end product quality. And even today, it's still, you know, we've still got to make the leap from what producers are doing to what changes we've seen. But I think this audit has really shown that producers who do things consistent with beef quality assurance, and that's where they give injections, how they handle cattle, the records that they keep, a variety of those things, the things they're doing consistent with BQA are improving, or they're doing more of those, and that is clearly influencing the end product quality, value, and the incidence of any kind of defect. So we would certainly make the connection that what producers have done has influenced that, and a lot of that's consistent with BQA, whether or not they're actually a certified BQA participant or they're just simply doing things parallel with BQA. Really doesn't matter to us as long as that's occurring.
Jason Ahola, who is with the Colorado State University's Meat Science Department, talking about this year's Beef Quality Assurance Audit and the fact that producers have been surveyed for the first time in this year's audit. Some very interesting findings indeed about the care that cattle producers are taking in trying to produce a great eating experience every time for consumers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Okay. You've heard about the great yields that canola is producing in Oklahoma, and you've decided to make the plunge and plant winter canola this fall. So, where do you start? Well, it's easy. Just contact your local crop plan expert, who will also help you every step of the way, planting to harvesting your crop. With Crop Plan by Winfield, you get the right seed for right here. Crop Plan brings broad seed selection and local testing from the Answer Plot system. Go to cropplan.com for answers to your questions and a guide to crop plan dealers.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.